So great to be learning together, Shaarei Raz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week we're going to do a little bit something unusual. We're going to summarize a really interesting article in the Jewish, in the current Jewish Action, Summer 5781, which presents how the OU kosher staff, how they dealt with COVID, and how in the world are you going to do plant supervisions when these plants are closed to inspections. So what are you going to do here? So let's explain some things that actually not even in the article, but doing hashgacha, rabbinic supervision of a factory, is a food factory, is much different and in a way much easier than a restaurant. A restaurant is chaotic. You don't, it's not as disciplined. It's not a, it's, you don't, cause you don't know the demand. You know, the demand can be low, can be high, and there's a lot more pressure. It's much more difficult to supervise a restaurant and much less monitoring. So in a restaurant, you really need in-person inspections. I've been told that, especially in more high-end restaurants, that the especially top chefs try to sneak in non-kosher balsamic vinegar, which you don't find the kosher equivalent to that. So you really need to be in person to wash it out. And these virtual inspections are just not going to cut it. But when you're dealing with a factory, it's a much more disciplined system and much easier to inspect. And much more amenable to kashrut rabbinic supervision. So let me summarize what I think are the key points in this article. So certain things, actually, in normal situations, if the OU policy is that the mashgichim are denied access to a plant, that's it. They're going to drop supervision. But it would be a huge issue if the OU would just drop supervision in this situation. The factories closed their doors to inspections from March 2020 through May 2020, and some even later than that. So that would be a huge problem. So with OU kosher decided that how are they going to pivot? How are they going to manage and show the flexibility on how to do proper inspections even under these circumstances. So certain things they actually did have to cancel. They did cancel limited production lines, special Chalav Yisrael, and drop the cheese company when plants would not accompany the required presence of a mashgiach to midi. The mashgiach just has to be there. The mashgiach for a cheese company, they have to actually the mashgiach has to make the cheese. The virtual inspection is not going to work in such a situation. However, when you're dealing with different kind of, almost all other factories were able to remain with their hashgachot because with virtual inspections. Why do they work? So it's like this. Since the kashrut supervisors already had well-established relationships with the companies in their bailiwick, and factory-specific supervision protocols were long in place, as such, they pose mostly the same potential stumbling blocks as on-site ones. And the rabbinic, they explain it like this. Look, the OU people explain, we know the people, we know the ins and outs of the plants, we know where they may be hiding their problematic ingredients, and they're able to continue the supervision because they know the places. And I saw that myself. I was able to continue my supervision of Eruvin virtually if I knew the Eruv really, really well. And in a couple of these places, I remember when I did a virtual review of an Eruv in Chicago. The Rav who I was supervising or actually advising, I was telling him, look to the side, look at the wall over there. I was telling him where to look exactly where the Eruv was. I knew it in like the back of my hand because I'd been there so many times. So if you know the place really, really well, you were able to conduct a virtual inspection. I remember that in Kansas, when I reviewed the Kansas City Eruv, Overland Park Eruv as well. I said, no, just turn the camera around this way and I'll show you what you're able to see. And I was able to help them. So when you know so I understand very much what they are saying. I would add that there is, the really critical point is as follows. that food is today is done in a very, very disciplined manner. Food production in a food factory. Because look, we fail to realize that the retail products that we eat, orange juice, ice cream, potato chips, they're remarkably consistent in both their taste and quality. And I'm just quoting from the OU report. Their consistency is a result of an extraordinary infrastructure of quality and safety systems that inform ingredient production at multiple steps along the supply line. Now, he said more than, he said, look, food production was once a fly by the seat of your pants operation. Not anymore. Because now that there are yearly quality audits that are required for the companies to earn a safe quality of food or a hazard analysis critical control point certification. And most big corporations, supermarket chains, will accept products only made covered by these audits. So this makes it, it's a very, very disciplined system. Every ingredient that enters a factory, when and where it's used, all of accessible through the company's computer systems. So traceability reports, activity logs, production schedules are all part and parcel of a modern manufacturing facility. While the online presence of you want to have on site of the mashgiach. It's absolutely, absolutely very, very important to have that. It's critical to have that. However, in situations when it's possible, they still can do, they still can review the ingredients that are used, where they were purchased, from who, what quantity, what products they went to, and what date. And there's a bill of lading that traces the chain of custody of each ingredient. This is, now it's unbelievable. Basically what we're saying is the OU can do the orders of these factories virtually. You just with share screen and you can, and it can be done. It's just amazing. That this is done. Now, it's interesting, I'm just going to conclude this discussion, is that the OU reports that they really, that there's a gain from this, and that the Mashgichim have learned, broadened their knowledge of course, of technology, but now they have broadened their knowledge of Kashrut by giving them opportunities to learn from each other. And the discussions amongst the staff has broadened because now they're working with Zoom, and now in these virtual plant inspections, the rabbinic supervisors of the mashgichim, they call the rabbinic coordinators, they can virtually accompany the mashgichim on a virtual inspection and an on-site inspection. And now the different mashgichim can go to different places because remotely. So in a certain way, it not only is they manage with COVID, but even manage to turn COVID into a gain for kashrut. So the bottom line is this is a very, very fascinating discussion. I'm just summarizing it. And you should try to get, you can ask, either you can get one we have at Sharei Orah. We have some copies of the current Jewish Action, Summer 5781 Jewish Action. And if you can't get that, you can go online and read it. Very, very worthwhile to read this article in its entirety. And I would just encourage in general that especially if you live in the Teaneck area, you are given, with the Jewish link, you get also not only from the OU, the Jewish Action, well, that Jewish Action you get if you're a member of the OU, but you'll get from the Star K, from the Kaf K, you get these kashrut reports. It's very, very, they try to educate the consumers about kashrut, which is very, very worthwhile. It is fascinating. Very, very interesting how these organizations do, kashrut organizations do kashrut in the modern day. Very educational. You learn a lot of halacha. You learn how the kashrut is done. This is a huge part of our daily life. And it's really worthwhile for us to know exactly how they work. And especially during the how they manage during the pandemic, but in general how they operate, so interesting. Which I hope I've whet your appetite for to learn about kashrut super professionals, kashrut supervision. Wishing everybody a great day, a great week with much bracha, much briyut.